Thanks for joining us on The Good Stuff. Hopefully everybody had a chance to celebrate Veterans Day yesterday. And as we continue on with The Good Stuff, a reminder from the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board, the doors are open here in Valentine area. Check things out at visitvalentine.com. Over 50 things to do, whether you're planning a winter ice fishing trip or maybe it's something around Valentine's Day, we can handle that as well, or your summer vacation with family and creating some memories next summer. Be sure to check it out at visitvalentine.com.
And let's talk Tri-State Livestock News. If you want to talk about ranching, you really need to be connected with Tri-State Livestock News. They have all the information you're looking for on cattle, horses, rodeo, all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News. Make sure you go to TSLN.com to get your subscription coming today.
You have anything to start off the program today with, Kim?
Well, I was thinking maybe even though we're a day after Veterans Day, I came across this and I thought maybe I would share it. Abraham Lincoln, it's a letter to Mrs. Bixby.
Okay.
Mrs. Bixby, Boston, Massachusetts. Dear Madam, I've been shown in the files of the War Department a statement from the General of Massachusetts that you are the mother of five sons who have died gloriously on the field of battle. I feel how weak and fruitless must be any words of mine which should attempt to beguile you from the grief of a loss so overwhelming. But I cannot refrain from tendering to you the consolation that may be found in the thanks of the Republic they died to save. I pray that our Heavenly Father may assure you the anguish of your bereavement and leave you only the cherished memory of the loved and lost and the solemn pride that must be yours to have laid so costly a sacrifice upon the altar of freedom. Yours very sincerely and respectfully, Abraham Lincoln. This letter was written by the President at the request of the Governor of Massachusetts to a Boston mother who had lost five sons in combat. The letter was delivered on November 25, 1864. The message today stands as a valued expression of love of country and as a monument in American literature.
Here's something that came out of some Quaker newsletter somewhere along the way, I guess. It says to live beneath your means. Return everything you borrow. Stop blaming other people. Admit it when you make a mistake. Give clothes not worn in 3 years to charity. Do something nice and try not to get caught. Listen more, talk less. Every day, take a 30-minute walk. Strive for excellence, not perfection. Be on time. Don't make excuses. Don't argue. Get organized. Be kind to kind people. Be kind to unkind people. Let someone cut ahead of you in line. Take time to be alone. Reread your favorite books. Cultivate good manners. Be humble. Realize and accept that life isn't fair. Know when to keep your mouth shut. Go an entire day without criticizing anyone. Learn from the past. Plan for your future. Live in the present. Don't sweat the small stuff. And it's all small stuff. That's from a Quaker newsletter that we had in our file of good stuff I thought I'd share with you today. Here's a little story about an impatient shopper. It seems this woman was waiting in the checkout line at a shopping center. Her arms were laden with a mop and a broom and some other cleaning supplies. By her hard glances and deep sighs, it was obvious she was in a hurry and not a happy camper about the slowness of the line. When the cashier called for a price check of a box of soap, the woman remarked indignantly, "Well, I'll be lucky to get out of here in time for Christmas." And the cashier responds, "Don't worry, ma'am," replied the clerk. "With a good tailwind and that brand new broom you have there, you'll be home in no time." Just quick thinking on that cashier's part.
Yeah, right? No kidding. She maybe hopes she doesn't see that guest again. Again, I've been sharing some Valentine Public Library. They put a calendar out every month, and they have cute little jokes, so I thought I'd share a couple of those. Why did the tiny pepper wear a sweater?
I don't know.
Because he was a little chilly.
Just a little chili pepper?
Just a little chili pepper. What did the turkey say to the computer?
Gobble, gobble. I don't know.
Oh, you're so close. Google, Google.
Oh, Google, Google.
Oh, let's wrap it up with this, Mike. What sound does a turkey's phone make?
I don't know.
Wing, wing, wing.
Oh, geez. Okay.
We'll give everybody else a minute to catch on.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah, just a second.
Thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.